just punch in Bombshell Radio on your phone app, and we're there for you 24/7.
The heart goes boom on Bombshell Radio.
Now that's how you open a radio show with Brian Fallon right here on The Heart Goes Boom, only on Bombshell Radio. There's two Fallons out there in pop culture. There's Brian Fallon and there's Jimmy Fallon. Brian Fallon, he's the good one. Jimmy Fallon, he's the idiot. He's kind of, I don't like Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, I'm starting the show on a negative note. Not a Jimmy Fallon fan. He's everything has to be cute and adorable with him, and life just isn't like that. James, that's what I would call him if I had this conversation with him. James, life isn't always cute and adorable. You're allowed to have some edge. Like look at me right now. I mean, I live for the funny. I love the funny. But I'm not afraid of the edge. James, look at me scruffing it up, getting all dark at the beginning. I don't really have that much of a problem with Jimmy Fallon. I do think that he kind of ruined late night TV, though. Late night TV used to be edgy and cool, and he made it just silly. He made it just kind of sophomoric. not intellectually challenging. Nothing happens on his show that you'll ever think about again. Maybe you'll YouTube something and go, oh, look, Taylor Swift is singing a song on toy instruments with the Roots. Adorable. Oh, look, it's Courtney Love with a Nerf gun. I don't think Courtney Love would ever be on his show. Why would he have her? Would he have her for something? Maybe he would. Look, Courtney Love is shooting Katie Holmes with a Nerf gun. That's hilarious. And you'll never think about it again. Oh, look, Liam Hemsworth is such a good sport about getting a pie thrown in his face while wearing a Speedo. I love the Hemsworths, but you'll never think about that again. I mean, I might think about that once or twice, but who are we kidding? I'm always thinking about the Hemsworths. But what I'm saying is that Fallon's stuff is very unmemorable. It's not challenging. It's not interesting. And I don't think it's funny. What he did to late night TV is kind of like if a little kid took over the Wall Street Journal and just drew pictures of like a cat urinating on a man or something. I don't know why a kid would write that. How you doing? It's the show. It's The Heart Goes Boom. I got sidetracked. I do that. I just thought I'd start on a weird note. I went all strange on Jimmy Fallon. I don't really care about Jimmy Fallon, although I got to say, not interested in his show. But I'm interested in Brian Fallon. I like that guy. He has a new album coming out. I'm excited about that. Brian Fallon is a terrific songwriter. Jimmy Fallon is a terrible late-night show host. And they should give his show to someone who could do it better. Someone, I don't know, someone like me. You know who else is terrible at his job? Donald Trump. That probably isn't a very surprising piece of news for you. He's terrible at his job. But today, he did this thing where he declared, because apparently he can do this, he declared Jerusalem to be the true capital of Israel. And everyone's freaking out about it. Everyone's like, what the hell are you doing? That things are going to go nuts around the world because you did that. Everyone's shocked. But I thought, you know what would be really funny? Is if he followed it up and he went, all right, you guys, because you say that at press conferences. All right, you guys, Jerusalem is the real capital of Israel. And I also want to announce that David Lee Roth is the real lead singer of Van Halen. That would have made me insanely happy if he had done that. But no, he didn't. He just did that thing, and then he ran into the night. I don't know what he did, actually, after he did that. He probably went to McDonald's, loosened his belt, and ate a lot of weird burgers. And he thought, wow, being president is easy. You know what's not easy? Putting Christmas lights on your house. Putting Christmas decorations all over the place where you live. The lawn, the trees, the house, the fence, your car. And, you know, I get it. It's hard. It's hard to do that. It takes labor. And people on my street here in San Francisco, where the studio is, they've knocked themselves out. My street is on fire with lights and Christmas, and it's happening here. It's all happening here. The power grid is highly concentrated on my street. I think the rest of the city is operating at a very low level because the people on my street are hogging all the light. I notice that. I recognize it. I see it. I see it out my window. I could walk outside and read a book in the night. There's so much light here. But here's the weird thing. I was walking up the street, and on one side, on the left side, it's all about Santa Claus. There's reindeer, there's Santa Claus. You know, everyone has a motif, right? So there's decorations that are all Santa Claus-y on this left side of the street. On the right side of the street, it's all about Jesus. There's wise men, there's mangers, there's Jesus at all different stages of his life. He's a baby, he looks like Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall, he's wearing robes, he's looking benevolent, he's there. Different iterations of Jesus. On the left-hand side, there's only one iteration of Santa Claus, big fat guy with a beard and a red suit and a reindeer around him, right? That's happening. So there's Santa Claus on one side, there's Jesus on the other. It's almost as though there's some kind of impending battle between Jesus and Santa Claus. Can you imagine if Jesus and Santa Claus fist fought in my street? Who would be the winner of that bout? Well, I think we all know the winner would be YouTube. They would profit from that grappling, from that holiday grapple. That video would sure have a lot of hits. Although if you were, you know, recording it, you're kind of a jerk for not rescuing Santa Claus from Jesus or Jesus from Santa Claus. You're like, oh, I'm gonna film this. I'm gonna put this on my YouTube channel. Meanwhile, Santa Claus and Jesus are beating each other up and you're just filming it. Which means next year, there'll be no Christmas for you because you'll be in hell. Oh, hey, welcome to The Heart Goes Boom. It's show number 31. What a weird way to begin things. And I'm not really sure how to transition from Jesus and Santa Claus to this, but we'll just do it because we're here. Coconut water. If we ask really nice, will you please put our nuts in your mouth? Oh, he really sounds like he needs it, you guys. That continues to be a marginally popular bit, and I continue to not be a spokesman for any product. I think this is one of those cases of getting in one's own way. Guess who's back? The Hold Steady. They're back. They played 4 shows at the Brooklyn Bowl last week, and I understand they were awesome, which is not surprising because they're a great band. This is their new song, Entitlement Crew. Enjoy it right here on Bombshell Radio.
Tequila takeoff, to catching landing. Sorry about the centerpiece, thanks for understanding. Saw salesman heart branding Campari commissions. I was sitting in the kitchen trying to guess where she was living now. Hotel room in Houston with the shades against the sunshine. Or maybe still in Scranton like it's 1999. When I saw rolling through with the entitlement crew, I wasn't all that into it, but there was nothing I could do about it. Now here's the church, here's the steeple. I like the party favors, but I hate the party people. Got distracted by the chorus when the kids all sang along. Book to the rogue set, I always really liked that song. You like that song too, I know that you do. I saw your mouth and all the words when you didn't know I was watching you. Everything is brittle and it's breaking apart. Your sister's in Seattle and she's sleeping with the sharks. I remember you used to play in this park. Thanks for listening, thanks for understanding. Can't you see how I feel? I've been abandoned. Never got to say goodbye to you. In my best of the entitlement crew. Takeoff, Colfax cookout, Pillsbury bake-off. Too many cracks in the bathroom, too many kooks in the kitchen. It would probably be easier if I knew where she was living now. I know you probably feel the same way as I feel. Like I'm not sure we could pull off such an intricate deal. Now all of it's killer, but it's coming up quick. And your brother's in Boston, he's acting like a dick. I remember back before we knew he was sick. Listen, thanks for understanding. Can't you see how I feel? It's been abandoned. Never got to say goodbye to you. Get my best of the entitlement crew. Distant systems in the dark and people dancing. Thanks for listening, thanks for understanding. Not enough to be American rules. Get my best of the entitlement crew. We'll be right back. kamikaze landing. Never got to say goodbye to you. Give my best to the entitlement crew.
Suddenly wide awake. love, 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 love.
It's Philip Stevenson, and before that, The Districts, right here on The Heart Goes Boom with Alex Green. You know what? That Philip Stevenson song is one of my favorites of the year. It's in my top 10. His album is in my top 10 of the year. I don't know where it falls. I haven't worked that out yet, but I had an idea. I want to give you guys something for Christmas. Here's what I'm going to give you. Our last show of the year will be comprised of all my favorite songs. How does that sound? You guys are like, oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were going to give us something. That sounds fine, but we do feel the need to point out that, you know, your gift to us is all about you. By the way, in that scenario, it sounds like I only have two listeners, just two guys in a room wishing I'd brought them heroin instead of a top 10 list of the year. But who am I kidding? A top 10 list of the year is just as good as heroin. And the two guys in the room are like, no, it's not. Putting a needle in our arm is always better than the new Beck album, one of them might say. Good God. I just did that thing to you guys that my dad used to do to me when I was a kid. He would go, hey, Alex, want to take a drive somewhere great? And I'd go, yeah. And then we'd get in the car, and I was all excited thinking about all the places it could be. And then we'd pull up to the hardware store. And then I would turn to him, and I would go, where's the fun? And he would go, inside, when you help me pick out paint. And then we'd walk in, and I would look around for something sharp, you know, to kill myself with. Well, anyway, top 10 list, favorite songs of the year, that kind of thing, that's going to comprise our last show. And that's not going to be an easy task. Some great music has been released this year. I don't know how to boil it all down to 10 songs or songs that can fit in an hour's worth of show, but I'll get it down. I'll get it down to 10 or 12 songs, and I will bring it to you on our last show of the year. Okay? So, not the last show, I should say, the last show of the year. We're coming back. We've been renewed for another season. I want to let you know, in case you were wondering, in case you were concerned. You know what's hard to do? It's hard to break up with somebody. It's hard to break up with somebody, and it's hard to be broken up with. Both are hard. But truth be told, it's easier to break up with someone than to get broken up with. I just want to make that distinction. I think that's very accurate, don't you think? I've been agonizing over this decision, Lisa, and I think it's time that we move on. That's a lot easier than if Lisa comes over one night and she goes, I've fallen in love with Brian. I would much rather do the first one than the second one. Look, breaking up is no fun. It's some sad business. But imagine if you were in a band and you were like, I'm sick of this band. And your bandmates are like, well, we're sick of you. Then what do? How do you break up with your band? Or how does your band break up with you? I don't have an answer to that question, but I will say that it was done very publicly by a band called the Sugar Men. They're from Liverpool. And guess what? They broke up with each other on stage. That happened the other night. They were like, forget it. We're done. This is it. Evidently, it was quite a tense show. People were not happy with other people. And in the end, they went, that's it. We're done. This thing's never going to happen again. The Sugar Men are no more. Yeah, everyone in the audience was pretty stunned. And some of them thought, well, maybe they're just temporarily angry with each other. Well, no. If you look at the band's social media after that, they confirmed they are no more. That was it. They broke up in public, which, when you think about it, is either the best place to break up with somebody or the absolute worst. I don't know. What I do know is that the Sugar Men were a very promising young band, and now they are no more. Here, have a listen. See what you think. They are pretty cool, and I think they had a big future ahead of them, but I guess it was not meant to be, so that's that. However, we do have an album from them, and here's a song from it. Enjoy the Sugar Men right here on Bombshell Radio.
Feel there can be nothing wrong. must never cry beauty.
Admit it back to the life that I lived before. Oh, they know I did it.
It's Thunder Jackson, and before that, Kasabian, right here on The Heart Goes Boom. Guess what I'm doing? I'm drinking tea here on the show. I've got a nice cup of, what is this, Hannah? English breakfast, right? Okay. It's English breakfast. It's nice and hot, just the way I like it. By the way, just so you know, I didn't have my intern make me tea. I made tea for my intern. Yeah, that's how we do it around here at The Heart Goes Boom. She's nodding her head, and she's agreeing that she's secretly running the show here. At any rate, I'm drinking tea, and I'm excited about it, but I'm not that excited about the mug that I'm drinking it out of. Why? Because on the mug is it's a picture of a cat. It's cute. It's a cat in the snow. I don't know why that should be on a mug, but it is, and someone gave it to me. I don't remember who, and at the time, I think I went, aw. A cat in the snow. That's perfect because I love tea and I love cats and I'm into snow. And every time I drink tea, I'll look at this mug and I'll think about you. And now all these years later, I have no idea who gave it to me, but whoever did, I hate them because no, I'm kidding. I don't. It's very sweet. But the fact is that a cat in the snow doesn't really belong on a mug. I don't think. Maybe it belongs on, what does that belong on, by the way? Where would you put a picture of a cat in the snow? Maybe on a greeting card, you know, like a sad cat in the snow, missing you. It might say that, or it might say, it's cold here without you. Aw, these are really sweet cards, but I don't know about mugs. I want something edgier on my mug, which is why I've commissioned you, my Heart Goes Boom audience, my boomer audience, I've commissioned you to come up with a logo, come up with a graphic, something that, you know, visually says The Heart Goes Boom. You can write The Heart Goes Boom somewhere, but some kind of visual thing that evokes the power and the spirit of our show, which is why we have a contest right now. It's a contest. All you have to do is reach deep inside your artistic self and come up with something. And if you send it in to us before the end of the year, it will be a contender. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to narrow it down to 5, and we'll vote on it. We'll put it on the Facebook page, The Heart Goes Boom Facebook page. Yeah, there is one of those now. Type it into Facebook, The Heart Goes Boom, and you'll see a picture of me drinking tea, and on my mug is a cat in the snow. And the caption says, "Missing you." So come up with something and send it in, editor@stereoembersmagazine.com or on Twitter @embersEditor. Both of those work. You want to do both just to make sure. A little neurotic, but okay, go ahead. Whatever you need to do. Yeah, look, if you win, you get a lifetime appointment to the Heart Goes Boom mug bench. We're never going to change it. We're going to do one mug. As long as this show is in existence, maybe it's 50 years, maybe it's 100 years. We don't know, but as long as we're here, we're using your design for our mug. We're not going to switch it out, okay? And we'll set you up. We'll take care of you. The only thing we won't do is pay you because we don't have any money. But we do have a coffee mug with a cat on it that we can send you. No, don't worry. We'll hook you up. We'll put together a cool package for you. You know what? I'll come to your house. I'll broadcast an episode live from your house. How about that? Okay? All right. I know it's an unpaid job. Let's get you a paying job. It's time for the Heart Goes Boom's job tip of the week.
It's the Heart Goes Boom job tip of the week.
All right, our job this week is a good one. It comes from 88 Rising Music Group. They're a pioneering music media platform representing the most forward-thinking artists and creators from Asia and beyond. They're looking for a senior artist manager with at least 4 years artist management, record label, or relevant experience. The name of the company again, 88 Rising. All right, 4 years of management. So if they interview you, they go, "Oh, we see that you have 4 years of artist management. Very good. What company did you used to work for?" And you'll go, "Oh, we were called 84 Rising. So this seems like the right, sequentially, the right place for me to go. My goal is to eventually work for 100 Rising, but let's just go with 88. And I'm willing to work my way forward. Don't want to get ahead of myself here. The position, it says, can be in Los Angeles or New York. Your choice, apparently. Both very inexpensive places to live. So maybe you could even do both. Here are the responsibilities. Project management of artist branding, global album single release plans, content creation production, and release strategy. Tour strategy, ticket sales, marketing, merchandise design, production oversight, and rollout. Marketing, PR, promo, digital marketing, advertising, activations, DSP support, ticketing, etc. Work with all elements of the artist's team, including label, publisher, agents, PR, business manager, designers, brands, etc. Contract oversight with legal, budget management for specific projects, royalty, publishing, etc. Okay? Now, I don't want to criticize 88 Rising. They seem like nice people, but their job advertisement, well, it kind of sounds like it was written the way you might write a telegram in the old days. Marketing, stop. PR, stop. Promo, stop. Digital marketing, stop. All right. Require qualifications. Strong project management and reporting required. Experience in urban and pop required. And international experience with a focus on the Asian market is a plus, which means you should probably have that. All right. This sounds like you? It does? Good. Apply. Jobs at 88rising.com. That's jobs at 88, the number 88, rising.com. A cover letter, a resume, and that should do it. Okay, let me know how that works out for you. If you get the job in L.A. or New York, your choice, I will broadcast live from your house wherever you're living. Maybe it's L.A., maybe it's New York. You let me know what you chose, and I will be there. I will broadcast an episode of The Heart Goes Boom from your place. Okay, we'll do it live. Invite all your friends, invite your family, invite your new love interest. you know, the one from L.A. or the one from New York. Doesn't matter to me. Just don't invite them both. My God, that'll be a scene. Let's not do that. All right, good luck. I hope you get a job. All right, by request, this is for Krista. It's the excerpts. Enjoy them right here on Bombshell Radio.
When I awoke in the morning sun, I could hear Dark say, see your blood, see your guts, we'll be ashamed. So I cried out, when do I feel this way? It's not a sickness, no, the doctor did say. Still I glanced towards the sun, it left me here with no one. You hurt me like a pop song. My flipping thoughts are all I've got. It's in your head, it's what she said that left no thought. So I scream out some sad supplies about my life. That's how I wasted your time. Still I glance towards the sun.
I got a head full of steam. Let's run.
It's Single Mothers, and before that, Galveston, right here on The Heart Goes Boom. I am Alex Green. That is the show, show 31, riding off into the sunlight, and show 32 in the on-deck circle, taking some pretty mighty swings. We're going to have a good show next week. I'm looking forward to it. You know what you should do? It'll make us happy. Go to iTunes, subscribe to Bombshell Radio, leave a couple of comments. I don't want to put words into your mouth or words on your fingers as you type, but something like, I don't know, boy, that guy who hosts The Heart Goes Boom, he sure sounds sexy. Hey, guess what? I found a new band. They're called Cloud Castle Lake. I almost said Cloud Castle Cake. What would that taste like? Probably a lot of marshmallow and chocolate, and I'll bet you it's light and sort of airy, but argumentative and bratty. Where it needs to be. That's a cake. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Cloud Castle Lake. They're from Ireland. They're going to be on Stereo Embers, the podcast. I'm booking those boys. And you know what they sound like? They sound like Talk Talk meets OK Computer era Radiohead. They're really great. I'm going to play them for you in a second. I'll be back next week. Same time, same place, same jerk behind the mic. That's me, Cloud Castle Lake. Enjoy them right here on Bombshell Radio.
So I fall.
You're listening to Bombshell Radio.